this has been a long time coming. This is kind of like redemption day for you, so to speak. You know, like, did you ever think that this wasn't going to happen?
No, actually, I thought we would get it done. It was just a lot of obstacles on the way, right?
Mm-hmm,
and it
yeah.
was just persistence and determination. But, I mean, I was determined to get this fucker done. And and we got it done. What I didn't know was how good the game was going to be. Right. So I knew I was going to get it done. We managed the game. So we kept our ambition in check because I didn't want to be one of those guys that, you know, doesn't get across the finish line with the product.
Absolutely.
So we kept the scope to something that we could actually deliver. And we wanted to deliver it at a high quality. And we always knew, like, our plan was going to continue. It wasn't going to end with this one game, hopefully, fingers crossed, and that we could build on it. So I knew I was going to get it done, but I didn't think the game was going to be as fun
mm-hmm.
as it turned out. And we got it playing fun pretty early in our development. And, you know, it was all about the fun and the gameplay, and that turned out as well as it did with such a small team and, you know, scrounging pennies. Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm very proud of it. And yeah, hats off to the dev team because those guys just kicked ass.
All right. So Tim, how do you get involved in this? How does this all happen?
I'd say it's a lot of luck, good timing. Michael is here in Chicago, and there's a pretty small, close group of people from the Midway and Valley, Williams, and the fraternity of game makers here in Chicago, the Ritchie Brothers, Pinball, the Stern Pinball. It's like Chicago is the gaming hub, and it had been years since I had done a new title. You know, I've done remakes of Jam and Blitz, but when Michael called me, realized he was right here in Chicago, and I'm not a gamer and unfamiliar with Mutant League Football from back in the day, and we talked about it. He told me about it. We met, and I took a look at it and what he was thinking about, and it was just a gift from the gaming gods for me to get a new title instead of just being an oldies act, to have a new album, a new producer, and really a genius, you know, the creator, as opposed to even when I did Jam and the other games, like Mark Turmel and I, we didn't really have any contact. I was just sound booth with John Hay and Dan Ford and other people. So to have the creator to tell me his vision, reveal a vision, and work with him writing and really is like getting a band together. Like, here's, you know, it's kind of like the super group. You know, I was the voice from this, and he was the creator of this, you know, title. And together, we're going to come together to make a new arcade title for a new generation that rocks, it's more fantastic than anything I could have imagined from when we started. And to watch him do this from his grassroots kind of garage punk rock band, you know, take no prisoners kind of thing, and with his team, the dedication. I've worked with, you know, the EA, the Giants and Dinosaurs, and to see this kind of love, passion, and just like sleepless nights and the work that has to go into it, and see this product delivered on the day it was to be delivered, because as he said, and you know that, you know, these, a lot of people just don't get across the finish line. There's one glitch or another.
Absolutely.
So he called me up and went out, and I was on board, of course, you know, right away, and here we are. So cheers, Michael.
Yeah, well, when we met, I'm like, so first thing you got to know is we don't have much money.
Yeah.
However, we can do something really cool. And how we've kind of, the chemistry has worked out really nice. When we go in the studio, I just let, like, Tim creatively just go, right? So, I mean, we know what events we need, and we do write stuff out, but when Tim gets going and he wants to riff, that's when the magic happens. And when he riffs, it's just, you know, if you've played the game, you'll hear some stuff and you'll just be like, what? Like, you know, where is that coming from? And it's coming from Mr. Kittrow here, and when he starts going, like, his creative genius just kicks into fourth gear, and you can't stop him. And then, like, the guys who do the recording, like Brian Schmidt, who's, you know, one of the old school, you know, sound designer, musical composers. We were lucky to get Brian, and Brian did the original score for Mutant League Football, and he did Crew Ball and a whole bunch of games. Brian has to sort this out, right? When so he's got my script, and then he's got the recording from the studio, and it's like, what the? So he has to put that all together, and he does a fantastic job at it. And it just kind of all came together, you know? Mm-hmm.